Hello and welcome to episode 109 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we keep moving through the wonders of the Middle Ages by taking a look at the Porcelain Tower. The Porcelain Tower is a building found in Nanjing, China. It was built in the 1400s at the tail end of the medieval period. Indeed, it's one of the few structures on the list of medieval wonders that was actually built in the Middle Ages. It was built as a place of worship for Buddhists, who also call it the Temple of Gratitude. What fascinated people at the time was its tall yet narrow construction. If you find a picture of the Porcelain Tower, you'll see what I mean. It was about 260 feet high. Compare that to the Colossus from last week, which was only 107 feet, and only 97 feet wide. On top of that, as the name implies, the building was made out of bricks of white porcelain. Yeah, you heard it. The stuff that they used to make expensive plates. Porcelain. For a whole building. The porcelain construction reflected sunlight, making the tower look like it was glowing. At night, the thing was lit from top to bottom by lanterns to keep it shining like a beacon in the dark. The tower lasted until the 1800s, when it was destroyed in one of China's civil wars. A sad ending, for it was probably one of the most majestic buildings in the world. Wonders from the Middle Ages are all well and good, but are you yearning to learn about the marvels of today? Well, it's your lucky day! Next week, as part of the Month of Wonders, I'll be looking at the wonders of the modern world. These are the man-made monuments of our time. Or at least, the last 100 years. From the Panama Canal to the Empire State Building, we'll be going behind the scenes at some of the most prolific landmarks in human achievement. The wonders of the modern world, starting Sunday, here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 109 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. Make sure you come back tomorrow as we start to wind down this week of wonders by looking at the Hagia Sophia.